SRN News. I'm John Scott. Two police officers and a paramedic are dead following a domestic violence incident near Minneapolis. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
It happened early Sunday in Burnsville, Minnesota, at a news conference carried by KMSP. Drew Evans, a superintendent with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, says when officers arrived at the scene, a man had barricaded himself with his family that included seven children ages 2 to 15.
They spent quite a bit of time negotiating with this individual who was barricaded in the home. At one point during that barricaded situation, the subject opened fire.
The suspected gunman was found dead around 8 a.m., and family members were released from the home. None of them were hurt. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, police in Indianapolis say a shooting at a restaurant killed one woman and wounded five other people. Jennifer King reports.
Officers responded shortly after midnight Monday to the restaurant on Lyndhurst Drive, according to a police statement. One of two women shot was in critical condition and died at the hospital. One of the men who was wounded traveled separately to the hospital and is also listed in critical condition. An investigation is underway. Police believe an altercation between two groups of people at the restaurant escalated to gunfire. I'm Jennifer King.
The latest in a series of wet winter storms is gaining strength in California. Forecasters warned of possible flooding, hail, strong winds, and even brief tornadoes as the system moves south over the next few days. The National Weather Service says the Central Coast is at risk of significant flooding. Up to 5 inches of rain predicted for many areas. Isolated rain totals of 10 inches are possible in the Santa Lucia and Santa Ynez mountain ranges. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle has broken out in Hawaii.
Rabbi Levi Gerlitsky wants to hold religious services in his home and applied for a permit to do so. The county said no, prompting the rabbi to call First Liberty and file a lawsuit. Attorney Jeremy Diss says, quote, Rabbi Gerlitsky has a constitutional right to engage in religious activities in his home with family and friends in the Jewish community, free from government burden or interference. He points out that secular gatherings require no permit at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau plans to test questions about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity for most of its comprehensive survey of American life. The test question will be sent to nearly 500,000 households. If they are approved, it will be the first time sexual orientation and gender identity questions are asked on the American Community Survey. This is SRN News. Millions of American families are having to hold off on college decisions.
Financial aid decisions that usually go out with college acceptance letters are being delayed because of a later-than-expected rollout of revisions to the free application for federal student aid. The Education Department said the new form would be easier to fill out and use a new formula to compute eligibility, but it wasn't ready in October when the forms are usually released, and during a soft launch in December, it was difficult for many people to access, and it didn't include the updated inflation tool. Schools won't get the information they need until next month. Some colleges like Virginia Tech are pushing back their deadline for students to accept offers of admission. I'm Jennifer King.
Debate over school funding dominating the Alaska legislature as districts faces teacher shortages and in some cases multimillion dollar deficits. Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy wants to pay teachers bonuses of $5,000 to $15,000 to keep them on the job. More details at SRNNews.com.